You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 363. Finally, Sensor Girl revealed. And welcome to episode 363 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. Today I am Paul French, and I am always me.
Apparently, today, yes.
Identity confused lad.
Oh no.
Don't read too much into that, Darren.
Fair enough.
Too late.
More accurately, I would be Carousel Kid, because I took the girls out to the carousel on the train today because we realized the summer is pretty much over.
Yeah.
Officially over, as they say.
Officially over.
But more the fact that in only a few weeks they close down the carousel. We have the pass, so you know it's that whole thing of like we gotta get our money's worth out of it.
So seriously, how many times can you go around, kids? A lot. A whole lot.
Let me tell you. Now, to be fair, they usually pay it off in the first week, but. But we haven't been out there as much as we normally would, so because we've been doing more, you know, so we did more shorter trips this summer as opposed to where we would usually just kind of do one big one, and so so that meant less weekends at home, which meant less going to the carousel.
Well, there you go. It's good to change it up once in a while.
Absolutely. So that's me.
You know, that's you.
In a nutshell, as it were.
In a nutshell. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Darren Noel, and I guess
don't say nutshell too loud. Sorry.
Sorry. Oh,
he's right here. I can see him.
His little beady eyes. Nuts. Where?
I know. Oh, now he's coming over. Way to go.
And I am a favorite time of year kid because I love fall in Atlanta. The heat has finally broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually livable. Outside and inside, it's been amazing. It's only getting up to 80 now. It's beautiful. And then Pride in 2 weeks. Yay. And I have a final in 2 weeks. Yay. Exactly. So that'll go well, I'm sure. So
that's perfect timing.
That's me. Well, the final is before Pride, so that's good. That's good planning. But other than that, you know, what can you do? Over to you, Scotty.
I am Scott Goles, and tonight I am Groggy Boy.
Yeah, you are.
My wife actually had to wake. I know, right? This is almost the same, really, in at least in mental capacity and talking thing.
Talking thingies?
Yeah. My wife actually had to wake me up from the computer chair to come to the show because I forgot. Well, I didn't forget. I just fell asleep. So
it happens. It happens.
It does.
So it does. This, it does.
I suppose we're going to try to make this a quick one so Scotty can get back to his
absolutely, defense. Absolutely. And because
plus,
we know
it's, we don't want to miss out.
It's all about one thing in this issue. It's all about one thing in this issue. So,
it's true.
So we'll land on that. But first, I do have a little something. I know you're not quite warmed up yet, Darren.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Really?
But David Baird has sent us a Stump the Subs.
All right. Bring it.
And he points out, he says, as always, enjoy
coach.
So nah, this is
nah, you stay on the bench there. You stay right on the bench.
Oh man.
Dang. You went all Lucy Van Pelt on him.
I did. I'm snatching that football really? Away from your foot, buddy.
Oh, my. Look at us mixing up the sports metaphors.
This is what you're getting this Monday morning. Yep. From me.
Yeah, you don't follow the volleyballs. No. All right, so he says, as always, enjoyed the show, and I'm glad you're doing the Baxter run. I bought it when it first came out and loved it. And he mentioned about doing tryouts for backup podcasters.
Oh,
yeah.
Tryouts.
Yeah, so he says, tryout issues have always been my favorite ones. Who knows? You could find a new Porcupine Pete, Arm Fall Off Boy, or if you're really lucky, a Fortress Lad equivalent.
Legion of Rejected Podcasters. Yes. Coming to the airwaves soon.
Oh, my.
Then they'll start their own podcast and just start trash talking us all the time.
I know, right? Speaking of which, happy birthday, Caleb.
Damn.
Yeah. Speaking of rejects, super rejects.
We had to do that.
You know,
he'll never win after all.
Well, in us wishing him a happy birthday, it is kind of a win. However, it was such a left-handed compliment.
happy birthday, Caleb. We mean
seriously,
it.
Happy birthday. He says,
believe you're still alive.
But please be on the alert, as someone may try to infiltrate the substitute podcasters.
Oh, those traitors.
And so he said, I was in the mood to try my luck at a stump the sub, so here are my questions.
All right.
So the theme is marriages and weddings.
All right.
He says, crap.
He says, I think these questions should be saved for May, but I was in the mood to write them after rereading Legion Annual 2. Which has a nice tie-in to this issue, in
it
fact.
It really does, doesn't it?
All right, so the rudeness of seemingly nice people never ceases to amaze, and a wedding isn't a Monday morning Legion meeting. There's sure to be one disappointment at a wedding as babysitter cancels or someone gets kidnapped by Starfinger. Uh-huh. Karate Kid and Projectra had the highest number of cancellations. 1. Which Legionnaires did not attend Karate Kid and Queen Projectra's wedding? Bonus question, which one had the worst excuse?
Wow. Well, I believe 6 or 7 of them were in the ancient Greece dealing with some gods. And I think that was Dream Girl, White Witch, and a couple of the heavy male hitters like Ultra Boy, Star Boy, possibly Sun Boy, and one other, maybe Chameleon Boy. As far as people who missed her wedding entirely, besides those, and I think those were the ones he's talking about, Duo Damsel and Bouncing Boy were on Earth watching the headquarters, so they missed it. I believe Matter Your Lad is not there.
Technically not Legionnaires at the time, though.
Well, okay, we're talking about active Legionnaires.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think those are the only ones I can... Well, okay. Weren't Lightning Lad and Saturn Girl having a baby at the time?
Not active Legionnaires at the time.
Not active. Oh, we're talking about just active.
Oh, wait. No, that was further back. Sorry, I'm thinking now.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay. No, they weren't having a baby then. That was the previous annual, wasn't it? Herm.
No, annual number 2 was the wedding.
Well, yeah.
And so that was around 300 and...
300 and what? 312?
No, it wasn't that.
No, it was during the crap. When did they do that wedding? Around 304, 305?
Annual 1. Annual 1 came out just after issue 289.
Yeah. But then Annual 2 didn't come out until...
302, 303, probably?
Yeah, around that. A whole bunch of Legionnaires were off in the ancient Greek times, and they weren't at the wedding at all. But who had the worst excuse? Superboy actually accidentally plunged them back in town. Is that what we're talking about?
It isn't, but you're right, he did.
It basically was rude and said, hey, you guys don't need to be here later, and boomed them into the pass there. Those are the only ones I can think of.
Okay.
What am I missing? Because it sounds like I'm missing something.
Yeah,
I am. Of course.
You got a few of them right.
Okay,
you got Dream Girl, Star Boy, Ultra Boy, and White Witch, correct.
And Cosmic Boy, wasn't it?
Cosmic Boy, that's right.
Okay.
Not Sun Boy. Chameleon Boy was not with them, but he had just come back from Durla with his father after regaining his powers.
Oh, that's right. We had the father-son moment there.
And here's one, and as soon as I say it, you're going to kick yourself.
Probably.
Shrinking Violet.
Oh, duh.
Right?
Good one. Good one.
Because, of course, she, you know, even if she had been there, she wasn't there. Exactly. It
wasn't there.
Yeah, really. She was held captive by the Inskians, and Yiro was impersonating her all the time.
You are correct, sir, and I need more to drink.
And then finally, Element Lad. Well, actually, he was just very late, which is no excuse for being absent to a wedding.
Oh, yeah, he was investigating Violet's disappearance with Siobhan.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. Say it, he came back to me completely, so yeah.
All right.
It doesn't count for a stub, not trying to get out of it, so, you know. I wasn't warmed up yet, clearly.
That's just question one.
All right, question two.
All right, question two. Who had the poor manners to attack Ultra Boy and Phantom Girl on their honeymoon?
In the Juggies?
Yep.
The Archies? Well, this could be anybody because you know how well I follow them. Emerald Empress.
No, there. It was in fact.
I'm just trying to tie into the episode.
Fair enough. It was in fact Mantis and the Parademons who attacked Mantis. Not just them, but the entire 20th Century Legion contingent.
Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. Oh, well. Let's go for the last one.
All right, finally, three boot.
Three boot for the win.
Which legionnaires were married?
Oh.
Which legionnaires were married?
Yep.
Yep. Paul says, going down the list here, I don't recall any of them being married.
That's the thing I was thinking, but then again, I probably wouldn't. But
I don't recall any of them being married because they were really young and they were yelling "Eat it, Grandpa" all the time.
You are correct, sir.
There you go.
So there you go. And he says, "No, I'm not surprised that Darren may not have gotten that, as was in fact a trick question, as none of the Legionnaires were married." But you got it.
I got it. I'm good at giving tricks.
So he just asks, "Which Legion artists or writers are on your wish list for the podcast?"
Ooh, I've got such a list.
Oh yeah, and the interview thing is challenging these days. Quite honestly, everyone, because everyone's got gag orders and they're contractually obligated not to talk to us. But
or anyone, really.
That said, the list that he's got, you know, they would be tough gets because it's harder to get a hold of them. But he mentions Karen Berger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Tom McCraw and Larry Malstead, as well as Casey Carlson, to get him at more length, because Matt did a really great interview with him in Chicago 1 year, but it would be really nice to have him on the show. And he also mentioned Mary Beerbohm.
Because
he was saying it'd be nice to hear a female voice. We've of course had Tom on, but I think at the time we tried to get both of them, and she was a bit shyer about it. So,
well, that's understandable. If I remember correctly, not everyone's comfy about talking. So,
but that was some years ago. So you never know. You never know. Awesome questions, David. Thank you very much.
Very good. Yes. You almost got me. Almost.
And it was the trick question that you got him on.
Missed it by that much.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. See? 362 from Mark Sweeney. He said thanks to us for the Matt and Scott update. He says it's been a while since you were at full force. but he says, I do like how the membership shuffle lets you go on some unexpected tangents. Love Event Theater and anxiously await the second installment of AskCast.
AskCast, oh my.
AskCast? What the hell are you guys doing when I'm not here?
Well, you know, baby.
That's actually Matt and I. We did All-Star Squadron. So All-Star Squadron cast.
What?
AskCast.
AskCast.
Yeah.
East sons of bitches. Yeah.
Well, it's like it's any worse than the DP cast you've done. I mean, right.
What? Right. Who did that?
You.
Dang. All right. So. Why don't you lead us into this one then, Darren? Because I believe I did the one last issue. So.
I will be happy to. The cover is very, we've got a lot of floating heads. going on the cover. Legion of Super Pets, number 25. Mm-hmm. We have Brainy, Tellus, Dreamy, Cam, Colossal Boy, and Element Lad all looking as the Empress rips off Sensor Girl's mask and shows it to everyone.
Her whole face.
I know, right?
She ripped finally, off her face.
She has no face. It's a Twilight Zone episode.
That'd be awesome.
Finally, yeah. Sensor Girl revealed. Oh, no. And we open up, and it is Revelation by Paul Levitz, Greg LaRocque, and Mike DiCarlo with John Costanza, Carl Gafford, and Karen Berger with an inking assist from Arnie Starr. There you go. And it's the Emerald Empress giving us face and body and boobs. There you go. Boom, boom, boom.
That,
boom.
Yeah.
Oh, this, yeah, Chesty Morgan.
This is an awesome Greg LaRocque splash page.
Totally it is.
Yeah.
And Emerald Empress says, "You'll be my little secret, my sweet. Your power, even your knowledge of the Legionnaire's own secrets, they'll serve me well. Yes, I'm sure you can earn your place in the new Fatal Five. As long as you remember, the Emerald Empress is your Empress now." And we see the other new members of the Fatal Five. There's the Persuader, the only member besides Empress who returns. And then we have Flare and a new member, Caress, who we've not seen yet.
Right.
And Persuader says, "She'll remember, Empress. I'll take care of that." And Empress says, "Ever so subtle, Persuader, but then that's your charm. Ladies, she'll do," Flare says. "Caress, if I am fourth, I care not who is fifth, Flare." And Empress says, "Careful, Caress, or the power of the Emerald Eye of Ekron will remind you who is first. Or perhaps the Persuader with his atomic axe would oblige. Or Flare, my shining beams at your command." And Caress says, "Save your posturing for our enemies, mistress. You promised great wealth and power, and my acid touch is ready to seize both." So now we know what she does.
Yeah.
And ooh, she has the patented Power Girl boob window there going on.
No, they TM.
Yeah. And
that's just where her acid powers have burned through the cloth at her chest.
Probably.
It's heavily concentrated in her boob sweat.
Boob sweat, yep. We shall have all that and more, my dear. All five of us will. And the off-panel member of the Fatal Five says simply yes.
Mm.
Meanwhile, we see Donnie and Wildfire, and they are out in front of a Legion cruiser, which is the normal place for them. I think if they're ever inside a Legion cruiser, you should take a drink. I really think that it doesn't happen at all. So, you know.
Yeah.
And Donnie's like, "Enough talking, Wildfire. We are in open space now, and I must concentrate on the trail." And he says,
"Scott, that is a great shot.
Are you going to go to sleep?"
No, just a second. I was just admiring the shot there. It's a great
page. Oh, it's beautiful, Dawnstar.
Page.
That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Where is he? Oh. "Okay, Dawnstar. I only wanted to..."
"Yes, to catch up on our much-neglected friendship, I know, Wildfire, but not while I search for a possibly renegade Legionnaire, please." And inside the
cruiser... Oh, I pity the fool that's in the friend zone.
I know, right? Inside the cruiser is Timberwolf, Ultra Boy, Phantom Girl, Brainy, and Sun Boy. And Ultra Boy says, "We've cleared the polymer shield, and there goes Dawnstar speeding up. Follow closely, Sun Boy, and prepare defenses in case Sensor Girl's laid a trap for us." "Easy, Brainy. We don't know she's hostile." "I believe she is dangerous, Sunboy, to us and to herself." "Brainy, we don't even know who she is. How can you say that?" And Timberwolf's like, "I still think she's a faker. Nobody could have all those weird powers." And Phantom Girl says, "Everyone agrees she's strange, Timberwolf." And Ultra Boy says, "Burr, especially after yesterday." "What happened yesterday, Ultra Boy? I thought you and Phantom Girl were out partying," said Sunboy, the partier.
Yeah.
And Ultra Boy said, "We were. We came back just as Sensor Girl flew away. Then I used my penetravision on her." And Brainy's like,
Go on. Fire Jennifer.
Suddenly he got all voyeuristic. "Go on." Phantom Girl's like, "Joe, you shouldn't stop. There was nothing inside her clothes. Her costume, it was empty." And Brainy says, "Empty, but that's not possible." So here's something artistically that they did to really foreshadow the reveal. All the ones where there are these little itty bits of revelation are hot pink background. So if you remember her costume, Sensor Girl's original costume, at least the one she wore beforehand, you'll know that's kind of a color indicative of her.
Oh.
So as we move forward, you'll see what I mean.
Yeah.
looking at this going, oh, that's neat. I don't even know if I noticed that when I read it the first time, but that was a neat touch. And someone says, oh, Brainy, what's the difference? We have to find her, Sunboy. If there's even a chance she'll accept the Emerald Empress's invitation to join the Fatal Five, do you realize what that would mean? She must be stopped. And, of course, they're concerned about Legion secrets and traitors, blah, 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 blah. They've been down this road before, and isn't that ironic that they think she's a traitor, considering her first appearance?
Yes.
Her real first appearance. Back at Metropolis Spaceport, we have a group of Legionnaires. Is everything prepared? Yep, that cruiser cleared off the area we'll need. I'll begin, White Witch. Change the air slowly, Element Lad. Okay, I'm altering nitrogen into the four elements you'll require. Now let me complete my spell of similarity from this small gem, and a tremendous one is born. And Zendak says, cute, that should help my SPs find the Emerald Empress. Well, I hope so, Chief Zendak. Yeah, otherwise we've wasted a lot of effort. Watch out, Block. And of course, Block is carrying this huge emerald now.
Was it really a lot of effort? It seemed pretty easy.
It seemed very easy. Poof, there it is. Big emerald.
Yeah.
But I shall manage. Where must I place the emerald, Chief Zendak? In the open cruiser port, Block. Carefully. I am always careful, sir. Stand back, Block. It's my turn. A lightning lass revs up her powers. For the emerald to most closely resemble the Empress's eye, it has to be energized by me. And we get a crackoom, so take a drink.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
And White Witch says, continue, lightning lass. I shall know when the deed is done. So they're off trying to make some bait to catch the Emerald Empress. And in the meta complex, we see Mama Super Ninja
Turtle
and baby Super Ninja Turtle leave the hospital. And she says, I told you to behave. The nurse said it was a sample. Ew. and a Computo relative goes, beep, coming through, beep. We see some doctors discussing Rond Vidar's case. Remember, he's been injured and is doing well at all. Patient shows no sign of recovery from coma despite advanced and experimental treatments. Best efforts of Director of Emergency Medicine Fashir make no difference other than stabilizing condition. Suggestion, consider permanent care center as alternative to Medicomplex. Close file. Beep. Close. I'm not prepared to give up, Dr. Kwa. Your suggestion is noted, but Vidar remains here. Your privilege, Dr. Fashir. But, Doctor, there's nothing more we can do to help him. I have promised the Legionnaires I'd try, Gratia. Gratia. And more important, Universo has ordered me to as well. Of course, he's thinking that with the evil smile.
Yeah.
Very subtle. Very subtle. Meanwhile, on Saturn Girl's homeworld of Titan, we have a group of Legionnaires, Colossal Boy, Dream Girl, Polar Boy, and Tellus, who are investigating Mentala's trail back to her home. And says, if she returned here, we would surely have a record, Legionnaire. She was quite a noted student at the Institute. Great, then lead us to the databank. Colossal Boy, I think that globe ahead is what we seek. That, Tellus? How do you know, Tellus? Oh, the system is similar to the one used on High Kreia, Stream Girl. It takes advantage of my people's telepathic skills. Fascinating. Tellus is quite correct, Dream Girl. We export the systems to his world, in fact. I can assist you if you'd like. You're being a great help, Gara. Thanks. And Polar Boy's trying to make like Sun Boy and flirts a little bit with the telepath there. Yeah, yeah. Go, Brett. Get it.
All right.
And Colossal Boy's like, and Tellus like, permit me. This crystal contains Mentallo's records, and it appears she stopped on Titan recently, then embarked for an uncle's home on Stratus. It's no kidnapping, then. She would have been able to alert someone if she was in trouble here. Still, maybe it's worth checking further. I believe so, Colossal Boy. Mentala's departure from the Legion Academy remains unexplained, and Dreamer's like, ahem, may I remind you, Element Lad reluctantly let you come here, Colossal Boy, and only because we were dropping the Restorer on Titan for treatment anyway? He may not... Oh, I'll talk him into clearing another trip, Dream Girl. Come on! And the boys have already left, and Dreamer's like, ugh, I'm going to break a nail. I know I'm going to break
a nail.
Yep. Meanwhile, near the asteroid Archipelago, we are close to the trail, but where can it lead? And Wildfire says...
I've been out here before, Donnie, and it's a crummy set of choices. One bleak hunk of rock after the other.
There, Sensor Girl's trail leads to that asteroid. I feel it. And inside the cruiser Shanghala? Why would Sensor Girl have run away to a cemetery?
Mm-hmm.
Peculiar. I wonder what the correlation is. There's Wildfire again.
You, Wonder Brainy. If you want to come along, fine. Because I'm going out for a closer look. If Donnie says sensorial trail ends here, I pity the fool that says different.
So the Legionnaires land, and they are, of course, awestruck by all the graves and their compatriots who are here. Everyone's wondering, why would she come here? And Ultra Boy's like, I hate this place, Tinya. Maybe Sensor Girl's hiding nearby. No one would ever think of looking on Shanghala. And Fangirl's like, she wouldn't stay here. Ugh. Why? The trail ends, Dawnstar says. Brainy? Oh, I'm all right. I simply haven't been here in years. And he's looking at Invisible Kid's memorial. He was a good friend until Validus killed him. I miss you, kid. What? Roll for surprise, Legionnaire, because there's Mano.
Oh.
Validus was the first of the Fatal Five to kill a Legionnaire. I'm next. And he's got his disintegration disc on Brainy, and Brainy manages to get his force shield belt up in time. Mano! The Emerald Empress says, I've got to bring her a Legionnaire in a bag to rejoin the Five, Brainiac, and you'll do. And don't think your force shield will save you. My antimatter disc can disintegrate anything. You keep putting up new shields, and I'll keep burning them till I get through to you. And Brainy's like, aye! And Ultra Boy and Timberwolf are on Mano, like white on rice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And in this, it looks like Mano's got two discs instead of one here. Before it was
one. Yeah, that's weird.
But he's got two here in the drawing. And says,
although
not
only the one seems to have...
maybe that's it. Only one seems to have power, but...
Yeah, it's kind of a symmetry thing from beyond that.
Possibly. Not here, loser. Watch the hand, Mano. You're not hurting anybody today. And the boys quickly knock Mano out. Back at Legion headquarters, Element Lad is in the mission monitor board with Chameleon Boy. He says, we should have all possibilities covered, Cam. See, I've got three teams out. One following up on Mentalis' disappearance in case it's connected, one following Sensor Girl's trail, and a third team helping the Science Police search for the Fatal Five. The rest of us are in reserve. Well, seems logical, Element Lad. It's a pity Sensor Girl turned out to be a distraction at such a critical moment. I hope she hasn't joined the Empress. And I thought she was a Supergirl clone Brainy had created. No.
That's not creepy.
Yeah, Brainy's had a rough time, but he's still stable. I don't think he'll go crazy again. Besides, Iron Girl vouched for Sensor Girl's deserving to be a Legionnaire.
At least not for another 20-odd issues.
Not for 20, at least.
Yeah.
True, but then who is she? And then back on Shanghala, are you okay, Brainy? Apparently Mano did manage to do some damage to Brainy's lab suit there. I will be in a moment, Sunboy. Thank you, Timberwolf, Ultra Boy. We wrapped Mano up tight, Brainy. He won't be hurting anyone now. If you remember X-Men when Magneto kind of points the hands towards Wolverine's chest, that's kind of what they've done here. It's like, yeah, go ahead. Touch yourself. Dare you. I want to know how come he was waiting on us, though. Was he following Sensor Girl, too? Or did she lead us to him? And PG says, since we don't know, we better give her the benefit of the doubt until we find her. And Dawnstar says, the trail led me here, Phantom Girl, but perhaps she left while we were battling Mano. I cannot tell on the asteroid surface. Wait for me. I shall return. And she takes off. And says, this is my place and mine alone. My tracking powers earned my Legion membership, and they must prove their worth again. Even in this desolate corner of the Creator's infinite mystery, where have you gone, woman, and why do I not feel your passage? Well, Donnie got the trail. I bet she leads us straight to the Emerald Empress. And Dawnstar lands and says, Sensor Girl's trail leads nowhere, Wildfire. It is as though she ceased to exist as she stood on Shanghala. She is no longer here, but there is no trace of her elsewhere. Huh? Told you she was weird. And Brainy says, of course, what a fool I've been.
Oh.
So someone had the light bulb go off over his head there. Cha-ching.
Light bulb.
Yep. And the Legion Cruiser with Donnie, Polar Boy, Telus, and Colossal Boy arrives at Stratus. It's like, wow.
You mean Dreamy.
Dreamy. Yeah. Who did it say?
You said Donnie.
Donnie, crap. Sorry. Dreamy, not Donnie. She doesn't have wings, unless it's that time of the month, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, bad Darren, no biscuit.
And hey, they didn't crash, so they must have not let Colossal Boy fly.
Wait for it. So they're above Stratus. Yes, you did, sir. Yes, you did. And they're like, this is a very rich world. And oh, my God, it's so rich. Oh, isn't it rich? And they're like, well, enter the coordinates for Mentalis family estate, Polar Boy. Ahead of you, Dream Girl. Part of me hopes she's there and safe, but part of me hopes we'll find Wathoom! Close enough for me.
Yeah. Oh, and then another one. Holy moly.
Quathoom! Take another one. Mm-hmm. And Flair is basically busting this ship apart. Have the Legionnaires never heard of shields? Ever. Yeah. No. I'm bringing the Legionnaires crashing down for your Empress. Don't rush, Flair. Give us a moment to enjoy their pain. Oh, you sadistic bitch. Look at you. Dream Girl, we can't
hold this together. Out.
Yeah, get out. Abandon ship, Legionnaires. Quickly. Crack. And, good. A shipload of Legionnaires at once, Persuader says. I hope there were a dozen of them inside. Persuader, look. That monster is pushing the ship's pieces away from them mentally, see? And sure enough, Tellus is trying to get the debris away from his fellow Legionnaires. I cannot keep the debris drifting outward any longer, my friends. Please hurry. We'll take every second we can get, Tellus. Down below, it's the Emerald Empress. Wow. I'll finally win my stripes as a Legionnaire at last, Dream Girl, against the Fatal Five. And Polar Boy goes rushing into combat.
And all right.
Whoosh. Polar Boy, wait for
Leroy
us.
Leroy Jenkins.
Exactly. They're too dangerous to attack alone. I'm rushing to get my share of action, Dreamy, not to hide it, hog it. Freeze, lady. And he ices up Caress. The Legionnaires dare attack, Emerald Empress says. Really? Well, what did you expect them to do? Prepare yourselves. And Caress touches her hands to the ice and says, for this pitiful attempt, mistress, when can I stand the touch of cold? She's clearly off her rocker. Persuader's like, I've been waiting for this since Talok 8, Colossal Boy. And we need to get to those Tales of the Legion stories, because
that's
referring.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Think you're a big man with that axe, Persuader? Wham! Just watch. Oh, and Colossal Boy basically plows into Persuader. Bam! He goes, what's your back, Colossal Polar Boy? I'm doing fine. And the Emerald Empress zaps Dreamy. Aye! And she goes unconscious, and now the final act. Emerald Empress is staring into the future, not the future, but in the distance, as we see Sensor Girl arrive on the scene. And Colossal Boy says, Sensor Girl? Oh, no. Meanwhile, back on Earth, the home residence of Saturn Girl and Lightning Lad. I wish you had told us about the trouble with the Time Trapper, Saturn Girl. A reference to the Legionnaires
3. Yeah.
We took care of it ourselves, Element Lad. It seemed wiser at the time. As long as everyone's safe, I guess you were right. Emerald usually is, Element Lad, says Lightning Lad.
That's what she tells me.
All the time. It's actually kind of programmed there. You know, I believe that, Lightning Lad. I'm one of her biggest fans. Around here, you have to go to the back of the line, pal. I don't have to read minds to know that Element Lad didn't come here simply to make me blush, Garth. Perhaps I should take Graham and change his diaper? Certainly, dear. Da-da-da-da-da. I don't mean to disturb you. Oh, we don't mind. Says things get a little too quiet around here sometimes. I can imagine it's quite a change for you two. I don't think we've ever worked harder or had more fun, but I admit I miss the Legion some days. For you're not here for idle chatter. No, or to doubt you either. But since the girl's left, she felt she was driving the Legion insane with suspicion, and maybe she was. I don't want you to reveal anything that's breaking a trust, but tell me again it was okay to make Sensor Girl a Legionnaire. We're afraid she's gone to join the Emerald Empress. And Saturn Girl says, I said Sensor Girl had the best of reasons to deserve membership, Element Lad, and I meant it. She was already a Legionnaire. What?
Dun, dun, dun.
There's
the magenta again.
The hot pink, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, get ready, Flair. While they're distracted, and we see the Legionnaires trying to take on the Fatal Five here, and Emerald Empress addresses Sensor Girl, your moment has arrived. Choose the path of pleasure or denial, but know that you belong at my side. And Sensor Girl says, you are a thief, Sarya Venegar, and even if you once stole a throne, do not dare presume to dictate to me. Well, I guess we know she's not a Legion traitor now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And she makes everything dark, and the Emerald Empress says, Fatal Five, to me now, Legionnaires! And we get the magenta background again. Already moving, Sensor Girl, and thanks. My mind hears yours, Flair. The darkness does not hide you. And Tellus is going after, Flair there. Get back, beast. I don't have to see you to burn you. And she starts radiating heat. Sizzle. Ah! If I can't see, neither can you, giant. And Persuader hocks some dirt up in Colossal Boy's face. That means for once my axe has more reach than your hands. Oof. not enough, pal, not nearly enough. And this boy basically whams him.
He's like, I read my comic books. I already know about the course that made a man out of Mac.
That's true.
That's right. You throw kick sand in my face, I'll beat you up.
Exactly. And what? I can see again, but I'm shrinking. Can't stop shrinking back to normal. And we see Mentala.
Perhaps it's cold.
Perhaps very cold. Very cold.
Yeah.
You forgot his Viagra today. You forgot my power, Colossal Boy. It may not have earned me Legion membership, but it's still enough to doom you. Mentala? Doom upon you. Remember how I can use your own mind against you, Colossal Boy? Such a small power, and you rejected me for a monster?
That's racist.
We're clearly talking about Telos there. Polar Boy? I heard, Colossal Boy, but if I stop this cold for a second, Caress will get free, and she might anyway. Ching! Of course, Polar Boy's powers sound just like Iceman from Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. Ching! And she might anyway.
I thought it was like a cash register.
Yeah, that too. Cold, hard cash, baby. Meanwhile, the Emerald Empress attacks Sensor Girl with the Emerald Eye. See them fall each before my allies. You are a willful fool to reject me, woman. You knew I would. And the Emerald Eye goes, bzzz, arg! This time you won't confuse the Eye so easily. There will be no hiding, no escape. And Emerald Empress gives her a fistful of
fists. Yeah, she does. There.
Bam! Ugh! The game is over. The masquerade done. Bid farewell to life as you welcomed it. And the next page is one of the best splash pages ever in Legion history. Projectra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Really?
And that hot pink cape of hers. There you go.
Yeah.
To be concluded.
There you go. That's... Now how are we going to know what happens?
You'll have to tune in next week, Scotty.
Oh, man.
You're killing me.
Man.
What the hell?
Yeah, so there we go. So we got Projectra stands revealed.
Yep, well, she's lying on the ground right now.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And was wearing her other costume under the new one, which I find interesting.
Yep. I think that was done for identification sake.
Definitely. Yeah, it's one of those goofy comic booky things that it's like, you know, this way you recognize her even if the name's not enough for you.
What I found amusing about this panel, not really amusing but interesting, is the fact that I always thought her panel was see-through. And you see how it's torn a little bit. It's like a clear fabric there.
Yes, opposed to being a window.
Yeah, as opposed to being a corset or something. It just looks that way.
Yeah.
It's actually fabric. And I was like, oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Showing off the boobage.
There you go. That's the princess.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I mean, I'm not sure that I ever got to read the whole story, you know, in the correct order. I think I was sort of reading bits and bobs here and there, and so I probably knew who it was before I really got into a lot of the who could it be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that I have the best perspective on it, but and Scott, I suppose you probably already knew she was Projectra before reading any of this stuff.
Yeah. It was in the Who's Who, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
She has a sensor girl.
That's
who's
how
who.
I would have found out. So
yeah, she does not have. There's no Projectra Who's Who entry ever.
Because by
it's
then
just
she's Sensor Girl.
Yeah.
Well, because that's who she was at the time. You know, I mean, that identity is not going anywhere.
True.
You know, in fact, we saw her with it even in the most recent series.
Although I thought it would have been cool had they done one just to fool people, because I think this was still going on as they were publishing Who's Who. And I think the fact that they're not far off. Yeah, I think the fact that they skipped Projectra made everyone go, So, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. They mentioned in the letter column how in the next issue they're going to publish one of the letters that not only, you know, there were a couple that guessed who she was, but this one actually guessed who and filled in a lot of the important backstory.
A lot of the why.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll definitely...
That'll be fun. We'll read that next time.
Well, exactly. We'll take a look at that in the next episode. But so we've got the, you know, of course, the Shang-Hala thing all ties into she's visiting Karate Kid's grave. And but the what interests me is, did she actually go there herself? You know, it seems strange to me that she would send a projected.
Oh, I think she went there. She just changed into Projectra, which is why Sensor Girl went away.
Oh, okay.
And the trail ended there because I think Donnie says something about looking for the wrong woman.
Yeah. Interesting. That's interesting because that sort of leads into the, you know, how does Dawnstar's power work sort of question. You know, it's, you know, because I think of things like you know, you get some of these power limitations. You know, it goes back to like Nightcrawler could never teleport into a room he hadn't actually seen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or else he could teleport into something and that would be bad.
And that was his main reasoning behind it, right? Mm-hmm. So what is it, what does Dawnstar's power grab onto? Does it grab onto sort of you know, is it a visual thing? Is it sort of, you know, like we see the light from a star years later? Is that, you know, does she see reflections of the thing? You know, is it a scent? Is it a vibration? Is it, you know, what is it? And so just very, very sort of an interesting way of looking at her power. So yes, you're right. I think you're right. You know, she basically gets there, becomes Projectra to, you know, because who wouldn't expect her to be looking at Karate Kid's memorial?
Mm-hmm. I also think it's a matter of also Projector being one of the higher echelon characters in DC who can fool the senses.
Yeah.
So fooling Dawnstar, probably not that difficult.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
If she didn't know she was looking for an illusion, I think it'd be very easy to fool her with an illusion.
Well, and especially when she's actually going into it, you know, that is her her purpose. Is I've got to trick Dawnstar as well, otherwise she'll figure out who I am. You know, because to me the you know, so Joe used his penetravision and saw nothing inside the costume.
Mm-hmm. Because she probably sent a Sensor Girl illusion flying one way and she went the other.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's all sort of misdirection and that sort of thing. So, yeah. So interesting, some of the, you know, I think you know, you pointed out that in last month's we finally saw, you know, like her posture in that chair when she's talking to Element Lad. You know, it becomes very easy to believe that whole story that you know, she wasn't originally intended to be Projectra.
Oh, I don't think she was. Yeah. And when she was introduced, I think when she was introduced, they fully expected that to be Supergirl.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, LaRocca said the same in past interviews as well as on our show. Mm-hmm. And I think Steve Lytle said the same thing as well. And so certainly that was at least the intent that he was making known to his collaborators, whether or not that was always his plan. Mm-hmm. But until he was told by Jeanette Kahn that he could not.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. So anyway, so there we go.
Don't do it.
No, exactly. So that anyway, it's an interesting reveal. I think it brings Projector back in a new light. I was never a huge Projector fan before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she just wasn't a character that really did much.
Well, she was the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
That was her stock character up until the fact when Karate Kid died.
Right.
And then she suddenly changed in that one instant, that moment. Completely switched her character, and now we've been seeing her as this self-reliant, action-oriented, not in the background, not fainting, not getting sick from a rare pain fever or something, person. So, you know, we're seeing the strong royal now, not the oh help me royal.
And so that's what well, we'll see. Makes her that much more interesting going forward, and she does get a lot more interesting going forward. And I always find it interesting. You know, there was always those time frames where Levitz had his favorite characters to write for,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you could tell who they were at a given time. You know, Element Lad was for quite a while, And as he shuffled some of them aside to make room for some of the others, you know, to focus on some of those other characters, you know, we saw a lot of them get different personalities. Like, first off, kind of getting actual personalities where that had been somewhat lacking in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that you know, Projector definitely benefits from that. It was kind of like it's kind of like he finally found his way in on that character.
Oh, totally. And it's also one of the Legion women who got powered up, for lack of a better word. I mean, Violet went through the trauma that she went through and became a kick-ass character.
Yes.
Light Lass went from Light Lass to kick-ass Lightning Lass. And now Projector is undergoing kind of the same treatment.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. You know, he definitely kind of powered up a bunch of the female Legionnaires over this last little bit.
Yep.
And then, of course, yeah. So, I'll resist the, like he did with Phantom Girl in the last run.
Man.
Yeah. brave Sir Robin.
Oh wow! Really now?
Hey, take a drink. It is a Monty Python reference.
I would love to take a drink.
Yeah.
Take the whole bottle and smash it up. Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about again?
So there we have it. So, see, it's perfect that Scott was here for this reveal because, of course, it is...
We have Wildfire, hey!
And it's his beloved Karate Kid's widow.
True.
So there you go.
Yeah, I was never really that into her, though.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Wow.
She never made any impression on me whatsoever, so I
not even a sensor girl?
No.
Really?
You haven't read much of her as Sensor Girl, though, have you?
I don't think that's... Yeah, I think that's what it is. I just really haven't been exposed to it that much.
Mm. You need to read
it. I don't know. I guess.
She gained a lot from her time with Karate Kid.
And the thing is, and I think we see a lot...
How could you not?
Right?
He's dreamy.
He was dreamy. He couldn't make his mind if he was white or Asian, but he was dreamy.
and I think that now that we've cast aside the whole who is she and she's got to be mysterious because we're trying to figure out who she is, now that that's over with, we really see the character start to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, good, great things ahead for Sensor Girl in the Legion.
Agreed.
Including a very nice jacket.
God, seriously.
Yeah.
Pouches.
Oh, 90s, how I loathe you. Thank you.
Yeah. So, all right. Anyone got anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
Scotty?
He wants to go back to bed. He wants to go back to bed.
Yeah, we got to put... Yeah, exactly. Well, and I'm at... Getting all set to check out the whole eclipse thing.
Super moon. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. They should have made him a Legionnaire.
I know, right?
Super moon. And the Legion of Superheroes. Exactly. Exactly. His power is he keeps pressing ham.
He really, really does. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, no, he has all, like, Superboy's powers, but that's his special power that sets him apart. That's his one that nobody else can duplicate.
Yes, exactly. It's like, but you need something that sets you apart. Well, I have that.
Yeah, I've got that right here. Thank you.
Rob.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, so let's wrap this up then. And so, comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join in the conversation on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. We are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. And in addition to all of those things, you can head over to our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, and you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, and we will see you all next week.
Yeah.